morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
A last-minute farm bill may have just become a last-second farm bill with the cancellation of all votes in the U.S. House this week to honor the late President George H.W. Bush. The House Majority Leaders announced cancellation of votes this week, which sets the farm bill back at least a week that it can ill afford. But the nation has lost former President George H.W. Bush, who will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda Wednesday when President Donald Trump has ordered federal agencies to shut down. At midnight on Friday, several key federal agencies, including the USDA, will run out of spending authority, and it will take a hurried short- or longer-term funding measure Monday to keep them open. American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley.
Well, it's still not clear on how much more time we might have. You know, the government's slated to partially shut down on Friday, but there's talk that they'll do a continuing resolution for a week or 2 weeks, and then that would obviously give us some more time to complete a farm bill.
House and Senate staffers say they have no idea when the lame duck Congress will end. It was scheduled to end after next week, but all that could change. One recent Congress worked right up to the convening of a new Congress on January 3rd, which gives Walmsley some hope for a silver lining.
This gives everybody a little bit more time because we really were scrambling to try to get it done before the end of this week, before the budget fight kind of came out. If anything, you know, there's a little bit of an ability for everybody to catch their breath, hit pause, get the CBO score back, get all that text finalized, and hopefully something for everybody to start reviewing the end of this week or at the very latest early next week.
Walmsley says committee staffs continue to keep final bill details close to the vest to hold back the political arrows before the bill gets to the House and Senate floors. But what is known so far is the bill's lack of House GOP food stamp work requirements backed by conservatives or the key farm manager payment limits long sought by Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. What is included is a robust crop insurance title, an expected 27 million acres for CRP, and continued strong EQIP conservation funding. There's also an expected annual selection for ARC or PLC subsidies. Here's ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, giving his take on the Farm Bill proceedings this week.
We know what the score is. I think the Republicans have accomplished what I've not been able to do, and that has been make me a hero amongst the Democrats. because I've stared them down on SNAP. I think almost all of the Democrats in the House are going to vote for this bill. So the question is, how many Republicans are going to vote for this? I don't know. So in spite of all this rhetoric, you know, here we are where we should have been 6 months ago.
You got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.